Iambic Audiobooks presents Trash, Sex, Magic by Jennifer Stevenson, read by Arielle Lipshaw. Chapter 1. Fox Park Townhouses, Byrne, Illinois. 8 Elegant Riverside Dwellings. Architects, Lunt Morse AIA. Developer, Atlas Properties. General Contractor, Bagoff, Fimbo, and Dwick. Radon Summershoe shook her mother's shoulder. "Gelia, wake up!" She jumped back as Gelia's fist swung out of the blankets. Cold March air blew in the trailer window, fluttering the edges of quilts stapled to the walls. "Mother, they're cutting down the tree across the road."
"What?"
"Right now, the machines are all there." Through the window, Ray heard a chainsaw cough. She flew back outside to the edge of the railroad tracks by the road. There they were, a big yellow bulldozer and a little one like yesterday, churning up the mud they'd made of the meadow, and today a white trailer on a flatbed truck, a big hopper with ominous whirling blades in its mouth, and reaching up to the top of their tree, a huge crane with a man in a bucket on top. He was draping ropes over the leafless upper limbs of the tree. Ray hugged her own arms, cold with dread. "They're really going to do it," she whispered.
"Course they are," her mother said, appearing beside her. "They had the sign up a month ago."
Ray rounded on her. "If you knew, why didn't you do something?"
"What could I do that he couldn't?"
Gelia stood watching the men at work, looking closed up and satisfied in that horrible way she had when bad things happened just as she said they would. She turned the look on Ray.
"Well, you gonna stand here and watch? Let's get out of here."
She heaved two big laundry bags to her shoulders and stomped off toward Rimville. The chainsaw coughed again. Ray heard a clatter as small branches sputtered away and fell. Her skin crawled. She ran to catch up with Gelia. "What? How could..." Gelia tossed one of the bags on the ground, put her head down, and walked faster. The chainsaw roared behind them. Ray snatched up the second laundry bag and followed. "Going to be like that, is it? Gelia knowing stuff and not telling." Ray tried to wrap the laundry bag around her head so she couldn't hear the growl of the saw. Maybe she could march back there. Fuck every one of those men if that was what it took. Or lay hands on the machines so they'd break down. Or, awful thought, make the machines turn on the killers. No. Even Gelia couldn't do that. Whatever had gone wrong, it was out of their hands. A sound came like machine gun fire. They were feeding the little branches into the shredder. She caught up with Gelia on the climb up the hill. "You knew? When they put up the sign? What? How can he die?" Gelia turned so fast, her laundry bag almost knocked Ray down.
"Be still."
"What's going to happen to us?"
All Gelia's teeth showed. "We're gonna be just peachy."
"Last night, I was with him. He's been so strange."
"Be still."
Her mother looked ravaged. "You never let me talk about him," Ray cried. Gelia slapped her hard across the face.
"That's right. And now you never will."
She picked up her laundry again and toiled on up the hill, her back bent as Ray had never seen it before. Ray picked up her own bag and panted after her. That bad old numbness got hold of her, made her sick to her stomach, made the sky dark and turned her head to a block of wood. She marched like a little kid up the steep concrete street, each step impossibly small, past black lumps of old snow and grass trying to go green. Her cheeks stung. She hated Gelia putting the silence on her. Hated it. In the laundromat, they sorted dirty clothes, avoiding accidental touches on the hand, tossing stuff onto each other's piles. They sat at opposite ends of the room with their magazines. Blindly, Ray watched the wet laundry go round and round. He couldn't die. She shut her eyes and reached out for him, feeling for the place inside that he had colonized. Shock slapped her, 100 times harder than Gelia's slap. She bounced against her plastic chair and her eyes flew open. At the sorting table, Gelia smirked bitterly. A moment later, the cement floor shook under her shoes. Boom! Ray trembled with the feel of change in the air. Julia flinched, but she never looked up. The manager repairman swaggered into the laundry.
"Hey, baby," he said to Julia. "I've missed ya. Stick around and watch the game tonight?"
Julia ignored him.
"How about you, Ray?"
he said across the table. Ray twitched, trying to smile. "That's awful nice of you, Dan." Dear God, somebody was having a normal day. Julia put her hand on his behind, and he turned his "hey baby" grin back to her.
Boom.
Ray and Julia flinched together.
"I didn't say no yet, did I?"
Julia snapped, her eyes glittering. Julia would be proving herself number one hussy on her deathbed.
"See you tonight, babe,"
Dan told Julia and swaggered out. Julia met Ray's eyes across the table. There was something indescribably nasty in that look. Julia had a secret, and she was angry with her daughter, and it would cost Ray dear to find out what it was.
Boom.
Julia turned away and began stuffing her load into a dryer. Ray stared out the window at a posse of yelling crows flying hell for leather eastbound over the trees and waited for the next chunk to hit the ground.
God damn it!
Julia gave a childish shriek of rage. She twiddled the knob on the dryer and her fist hit the metal panel with a bang. For the first time, Ray heard disbelief and loss in her mother's voice.
God damn machine! It ate my lucky quarters!